Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, here's another one. This is from Jason Dicker and says, greetings, Brother Ray, Brother SP, Brother JD, and Brother M. Together with the Radio Pulpit family, glory be to God for the topic. Just today, we were listening to a pastor of a church I visited with my sister. The pastor was saying that he only accepts people from other churches who have a referral letter stating that the person is born again, or else that person will have to attend his salvation classes before they become a member. And also, only those who are members are allowed to be buried in the church. And if you don't attend or participate in all the church programs, you will be removed from membership. He said, a lot, Brother Ray. Attendance, tithes, etc. After church, I asked my sister who they pray to and if this is a cult or an organization. She looked at me and laughed, saying, I don't understand, which in reality, I don't understand. Now I hear today's topic about spiritual readiness. Ke maketse fela. Hey, yeah, no. I hear you. Send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. We are talking about spiritual radiance, what it is even all about.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, here's another one. This is from Mara. Mara says, ha ha ha, shine the light of our Lord, who is the light of the world, but they will not invite you to their Christmas dinner. For you pray before you eat, and you give all the glory to God. Too much. You do not laugh at the dirty jokes, but gives a witness of Jesus' saving power over your life. Like a famous talk show hostess, these family and co-workers do not want to pray, and they do not want to say the name Jesus during business lunches or office parties. They will shrink your WhatsApp contacts for you, but the day they were hijacked in front of their house, shot in the head but still alive during the rehab, will remember the day all laughed at you, a light bear. And you smiled and told them, when all and everyone left, Jesus got down with me, and I never looked back. And the manager who said, you need to get in bed with everyone, tends to our Lord. Yo, absolutely, absolutely. It's a powerful testimony, Mara. Thank you so much. We really, really appreciate.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. Hey, kukhanya bani la empilweni zenu, bazalwane? Mina ngifuna ukwazi. Sekukhanya ini ngoba abanye abantu nje uma wakakhuluma nje weza ukuthi akukhanya uNkulunkulu, kukhanya omunye umfundisi la, akukhanya iKristu la, kukhanya omunye, kukhanya enye ifounder la, akukhanya uNkulunkulu. Hey, siyayibuza ke le imibuzo. Now check it out, Jabu. I'm looking at Isaiah 58:10. If you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. Extending our soul to the hungry, satisfying the afflicted soul. It says, then we will shine. A person who radiates Christ, radiating Christ or spiritual radiancy, implies that you are able to extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul. Huh? Jabu?
Thank you very much, my friend. And indeed, that is actually true fasting.
Mm.
the manner in which the Father expects us to fast. It's that type where we do not just torment our bodies for the sake of just maybe having a status that come January we were fasting 40 days or 30 days as it's been. But it's really when we understand the true fast that is required, which is satisfying the hungry soul, and also which is giving your plate to the hungry. Your plate, not just your physical plate, but, you know, sharing the gospel to those who are lost, you know, sharing your plate. So it means it's going out there and representing the Father and proclaiming his message of salvation, his message of love, his message, you know, like of the cross. That's true fasting, which is actually spiritual radiance. So when we act in, when we do so, we are radiating for the Lord. You know, his light, we are shining his light, you know. We are also even making sure that he is known. We are calling people unto this light so that they can be able to enjoy the benefits that also we are enjoying as believers. So that's the true form of spiritual radiance. When we can humble ourselves and look at others as better than ourselves, like wish the best for others instead of just always being selfish, self-centered like that. Everything must be about me. You know, I must be the one who is congratulated. I must be the one who is listened to. I must be the one who is actually successful. In the family meetings, you know, mostly at some point we've made examples about family meetings where there's one person that the meeting will not start before that person arrives.
Yes.
And that person, when they arrive, when they arrive in the meeting, they are the one who take charge of the meeting.
Yeah.
Everyone is scared of that person. They cannot oppose their ideas, whether they are satanic, they are godly. No one can really oppose their ideas because of, you know, they are the people. They've got everything. They are rich. You know, they stay in the suburb. They drive fancy cars. They've got all these flashy, beautiful things. So that's being self-centered. When everything is about us, you know, it's not about others. Also, you know, like enjoying the very best that we are enjoying. So spiritual radiance is when also we are able to lay our lives for others to live. You know, it's when we are able to really sacrifice our time, you know. Take your time at work and go to your colleague that you know they don't know the Lord. And you know how critical they are of the believer. And you know how hateful they are of you. You know it very well because they show it publicly.
Yeah.
But you take your time, visit them during your lifetime. You share the gospel. You share the message of the truth. You share the words of encouragement. You share the words of comfort if they are going through tough times, you know. That's spiritual ready. That's also even true fasting, as I was saying. So let us... sorry, my friend.
Yeah.
So let us at all times, you know, let us at all times be mindful of, you know, laying down a life so that others can be able to see the light and benefit. Just to close my comment.
Yes.
You know, in Colossians 1:17, the word says, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
Yeah.
In him all things hold together. So the scripture you quoted at first, I think it was Psalm 34, verse 5, says, they looked up to him and,
and they were radiant. Yes.
They were radiant. So, and there is another one also that says, fixing our eyes on Yahushua HaMashiach as the author and the finisher of our salvation.
Yeah.
So our eyes are to be fixed because of he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. We will radiate when our eyes are fixed on him. When at all times we are looking up to him, we are fellowshipping with him, we are taking instructions from him, guidance from him, that radiates us, that shines the light, that keeps the fire burning, that keeps the revival going on, you know, within our lives because of we are looking up to him. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. When we talk about spiritual radiance, who do we radiate? Ubani lwesi esikhanya ngaye kubonwa bani kithina.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Sipho, let me bring this to you. I'm looking at Isaiah 62 verses 1. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a lamp that burns. Our righteousness and our salvation should be a light that burns at all times. That's how we radiate Christ. Sipho.
Definitely, Mfundisi. And having God by our side, definitely it should be possible. Because when we go through situation, God sees. When we go in those rough times and times of tribulation, God is still by our side. That is why he said, you'll never leave us, neither forsake us. But remember, your light is come. Your radiant gangkulung is over. The glory of God and the Shekinah of glory is upon your life. Rise up, because the glory of God is upon your life. That is why Mfundisi ukuthi kumele sibaqini sabazana ngezwe lithi uma phakathi enhluphekweni, God is by your side. Your turn, uNkulunkulu phakamise, is coming. Yingako ungakulahli ukukholwa. When Daniel nabangani bakhe bebafaka esithandeni somlilo, it was a dark hour in their life. But remember, when God evela, when he showed up, Mfundisi, phakathi esithandeni somlilo, uNebuchadnezzar ebonga, it was a time whereby they've seen the radiant Nkulunkulu. There's the fourth man, but the king himself who put them there. He's the one who saw that radiant. Fourth man. And he looked like that radiant. He has seen it, the king. That is why it's meant to come to Danasekaya Baba Wam. Prove a point. Ogwako alaina impilo yakho ngokwezi kaNkuluNkulu. Balithi izwi kaNkuluNkulu impa kuyona yethu ngeka Jehova okwethu ukuthi kumele sithule uJehova yokusilwela. Uzosilwela nalasibona ukuthi yazi la ngathi 1, 2, 3 ngisode. But remember, stick on God's promises. Then we'll see the light of God and we'll shine upon your life. And the swear sizobona ukuthi hey, uNkulunkulu walondoda unzima kakhulu. Ingako even bathandekayo nasebhayibhelini baningi abantu abangcotshelwa uNkulunkulu. When you see life kaJoseph, we've seen the radiant kaNkulunkulu. Uma la eseshilo baba umoto ukuthi kubonake nomfriji abantu ukuthi bathi singamthola lapho umuntu onomoya kaNkulunkulu. Lokho kuyakhombisa ukuthi God's appointed time of rising through Joseph, it was that time. So nawe ungakhali mntana sekhaya, uNkulunkulu uzoba nawe akulwele okwakho. Keep on walking in that total victory that we've already have in Christ Jesus, our King.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. Otherwise, you can also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You can also talk to us on Facebook, on the page, here, Radio Pulpit. You can talk to us. And, of course, also you can engage with us on the internet. It's www.radiopulpit.co.za. You go on /, yes, I think, and then you say Sunday Live, and you get us going on live. And of course, also you can send your voice note via WhatsApp and tell us as to how you feel about this topic and the very fact of checking as to whether do we really radiate Christ. When people look at us, would they say, we see Christ in them?
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM. Fundis Mota, let me bring this to you, sir. Now, when we speak of spiritual radiance, that we are radiating, I'm looking at Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. And those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. If we really radiate Christ, it will be visible by the people who are becoming born again around us, leading people to the knowledge of Christ. It shows that you radiate Him. Funis Mota? How?
Mfundisi.
Yeah, Baba.
Yebo, ngiyangizwa manje.
Kakhulu, kakhulu.
Okay. Eh siyabonga mfundisi wami. For us to ukuba we the light of Christ shine of us all when we radiate him kufanele kubonakale ngabantu abasindiswayo ukuthi indeed we are the light of the world and we cannot let us uNkulunkulu for Christ he is the brightness of the glory of God.
Yes.
So ngamanye amagama lithi uJesu he reveals the nature of the Father himself. So as singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu we should radiate Christ. UKristu makabonakale kithi because uKristu uveza uqobo bukaNkulunkulu. So
yeah.
Therefore uma when we radiate Christ, you know, we should speak love, we should speak salvation, we should bring people unto the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we do that? We cannot be able to do that if we ourselves, we are not in right standing with his son. Because uNkulunkulu is salvation, we will only be saved through his son. That is why wanikela ngendodana yakhe, so that whoever that believes in him, abe nokholwa, abe nokuphila. So therefore it is important when they see how do we see that ukuthi nangendlela okukhuluma ngayo ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu makubonakale ukuthi umele bani. You are not speaking for yourself, you are not doing things for your own glory, you are not doing things ukuthi ibandla lami maligcwale. Kuyokusiza ngani ukuthi ibandla ligcwale but abantu abazani noKristu?
Hey madodzi,
because what is important ukuthi abantu mabafinyelele kulazini iqiniso ene basindiswe bathole lokuphila. So it is important ukuthi uma besiphuma siyoshumayela sihambe soshumayela ukuthi abantu mabasindiswe, not with an intention ukuthi mababuye bagcwalise isonto noma ibandla so that kuzoba khona iminikelo eminingi. Because when we do that, that is why now you will end up kube khona ungabusakwazi ngisho ukukhuluma iqiniso because now you are afraid ukuthi laba bantu bazophuma bahamba ngubani ozonikela. But what is important when we speak the truth of God, when we speak the word of God, abantu bayasindiswa nebayakhululeka. So it is important mfundisi ukuthi as singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu we should radiate Christ even emsebenzini la sisebenza khona makubonakale ini ingazimulo kaJehova makubonakala uNkulunkulu ngithi abantu baze bafise I wish to live the life like this man, not because of the things that you have, even if noma bekuthiwa unalutho, but babone the peace that is in you, babone the love that is in you, babone the gentleness that is in you, the humbleness that is in you, because that is only possible when Christ is in you. And for him manifest himself through you ngazo lezo zinto lezi. You know, ngikhumbula ngelinye ilanga omunye wathi my colleague that yazi kube it wasn't for you ngabe nga give up, maybe ngabe ngaze ngathatha impilo yami. But you kept on encouraging me. I said, you know, sibonga uNkulunkulu, I don't even remember nokuthi ngangithini, but through the celestial intervention I managed to speak whatever that even today uma ngabe ungangibuza ukuthi ngikhumbula ngeke ngize ngikhumbule because it was Christ that was speaking through you and he was saving your life, and we glorify God that your life is saved, you are alive today because of his mercy. So fanele ukuthi bazalwane ukuthi in everything, whether in deeds or whether in ways, we should do it to the glory of the Father.
Yebo, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And of course, we basically are touching on the issue here of Radiating Christ? What is it even all about? 0826572729. Send us your voice note. Send us your WhatsApps.
Get back to basics every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. with Ray Lehodi as he tackles relevant issues and unlocks truths with interactive dialogue. Back to basics with your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m.
All right. Isaac Mpele says, greetings to you, Pastor Ray, and your panel. What a great topic you have tonight. Revelations chapter 3, verses 15 to 16. 15, know your record of works. I know your record of works and what you are doing. You are neither cold nor hot. With that you were cold or hot. Verse 16, so because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Whether at home, at work, or on the road as a driver, we need to become Christ radiant. This is Isaac Mpele. Whether at home, at work, or on the road as a driver, we need to become Christ radiant. Ish, yeah. May the Father be glorified. Thank you so much, Isaac Mpele, there. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear you.
Radio buzzing of life, 657 AM.
Mara says, shine your light anyway. Anyway, shine your light. Nanoma wo pi. Just shine your light. Thank you, Mara.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Dumisane.
Hello, Pastor Ray.
Hey.
It's Dumisane once again. Greetings in the name of Jesus. It is
Hallelujah.
Good to connect once again, Pastor Ray. Wow, today's topic quite interesting. Radiating Christ.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. You know, Pastor Ray, Christ is the light of the world, as it is said in the book of John. That the light shine in the darkness and the darkness could not put it out.
Mm.
So we know, okay, if Christ is the light, what does light mean?
Yeah.
Light means love. Love in a way that it is a medium of life.
Mm.
It is love that actually facilitates life.
Yeah.
Love that lays itself down for the survival of the earth.
Mm.
You know, Pastor Ray, there are also other loves which are actually not love. They're actually selfish. But they are called love, you know, for what you get out of it. That is not love. That is not what Christ is. Christ will be the light, the love that benefits the next person. So what are we radiating? Are we, if we have Christ, we should be radiating this genuine love that has the best interest in heart for the next person, and that is eager to be off. To facilitate the survival of the next person.
Mm.
So this is a question of how are we radiating Christ? So it's a matter of the mirror of our heart.
Mm.
Is our heart capable of reflecting this light to the next person? Because you must have first received the light yourself from Christ. You must have first received the love from Christ. And then you must reflect it to the next person. That's how it's going to start to show.
Mm.
Because I need you have to give, you're going to give what you received.
Mm.
So now there are two phases here. We find the when Jesus ran away from Nazareth after they wanted to stone him, after he declared who he was, he went to Capernaum.
Mm.
And there was a prophet, there's a fulfillment of prophecy. It says, land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the Galilee of Gentiles, a great light shone there.
Mm.
It was the place of deep darkness, but a great light shone. In other words, Jesus went to dwell there. These were the Gentiles. These were the, in the light of our experience, these were the selfish people. They used words love, but they actually were killing each other or robbing each other. Or you see, but now come this light of true love, love that facilitates life, love that is a medium of life. Yeah. And wow, so which means people there benefited because to receive this love was their direct benefit. But now to reflect it was a problem. Because then later we find out, how do you know what these people did receive the light? We know that the great light shone, but they were elevating themselves. They were putting, they were just sucking it in, but they were not reflecting it out. As a result, we were pompous, Pastor Ray. They were elevated, they were above. You know, when Jesus talks about them, he says, "Yeah, you, Capernaum, yeah, you think you are elevated up there, eh? But you'll be brought down like Hades." And remember, Hades is a place of darkness. Okay, it's a place of where people die and go. So, and then Jesus goes on and says, if the miracles that were done to you were done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented by now. But you saw these things were delivered to you, but nothing is reflecting to take it forward. Instead, there's pomperousness. There is, we've benefited this, we've benefited that from Jesus, but they are not reflecting it. So Jesus says, if those that was given to others, they would have reflected it. In other words, they were not repenting. It was the issue of their heart. So it's basically now, how do we radiate Christ? We first receive the love of Christ and then allow our heart to reflect it to other people. Then that's when it counts. Because if you don't, then you become pomperous and big-headed and not necessarily produce fruit. So it is the love that produces fruit. We must radiate the genuine love that produces fruit, that basically facilitates life. It must be tangible. You know, you don't even have to fall into a trap of being pomperous about that. Just do it, and then the fruit will tell. Hallelujah. Wow, thank you so much, Pastor Ray. God bless you.
Blessings to you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you to Misani. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. What does it mean to radiate Christ?
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit. Sawana Putwami.
Hey, Sawana, Sawana, Mother Ray.
Gunjan got to Alapo.
It's good. Koni Choinyan, and I'm trying to be very.
Kukona ini?
Koni Choinyan.
Okay. Hey, about that.
Okay. Nibuli said, Lapo, go Pastor JT. Utabulani Dominic, the Pastor Moss, Tano Sipokadebe.
Amen.
Amen. Spiritual radiance is to brighten our corners with our faith, Brother Ray. But it could be a kulega, even when Sishangan and Nimitri Solo, ama arrows from the devil. Even when Ugukula was Sasele or walking through the darkest valley, we must not lose hope. Our faith must be the confidence that what we hope for will happen. As long as Tina singers, we can take care of our own gallery.
Yeah.
See how many engineers we are in our
own
gallery. No matter if it's on Saturday, if it's on Sabbath, must be Ekutaza Utimoteo. Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Ithi, ngokuba uNkulunkulu akasiphanga umoya obugwala.
Yeah.
Kepha owamandla nothando, brother. Nokuzikhuza, brother. As long as we are positive that God has a perfect plan for us as believers. Masibuye sifunde lapha incwadi ya Matthew 8, verse 13. Jesus Christ is telling us, Uti, it shall be done for us as we keep on believing. Bad things will be turned around for good, brother. Our God is positive. So our spiritual ranges must be also positive, brother. we must be transformed by renewing our mind.
Yeah.
Kakhulu, sure. Nonke, to God be the glory.
All the time, may the Father be glorified. Thank you so much, sir. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. And of course, you can also tell us as to what does it mean to shine for Christ. These days, can we say without a doubt that we are shining for Christ the way we are supposed to, or somewhat, somehow, we are shining for anything other than Christ? Maybe for your church and your fellowship and whatever. But we are talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps also there, 082657-2729.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Okay, let me read what Lenki has just sent now. Lenki, thank you so much. It says, greetings, brethren, in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Spiritual radiance from Hebrews 1, verses 3. Who being the brightness of his glory, Jesus Christ, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. The brightness of Christ in one's life will be undeniably seen by everyone, including the spiritually blind. Meaning one will glow, exude joy, peace, respect, dignity, and happiness whenever and whatever, wherever they go. The halo effect. This is Lenki Rambo. Thank you so much, Lenki. We appreciate.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Jabu, let me bring this to you. And I'm looking at John chapter 5, verse 35. He was the burning and the shining lamp, and you were willing for a time to rejoice in his light. Christ is that shining and burning lamp, and you and I have to rejoice in his light so that we can radiate him. Jabu?
Yes, indeed, my friend. As I was saying even at first, that he's the center of everything. Without him, there is no radiance. Without him, there is no glory. Without him, there is no revival. So our life needs to be centered in him. So without, that's why the first step to radiate is accepting him as Lord and personal Savior. That's the beginning of radiating for the Father. So, but without him, you can try all the things that they can advise you here on earth, but you will still miss it because of you are missing the one person that can really enhance you to shine the light. Because, you know, he says it's the way, the truth, and the life. So it means if you are without the sun, then there is no light and there is no life. And also there is no direction. So for us to radiate right, we need to make sure that he's the center of everything within us. Just also to add, you've touched, I think it's John, eh? My friend that you quoted. So, but I want to also go to the very book of John chapter 1 verse 4, and it says, and the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we have seen his glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. So this is him, as also I was saying, that with him you are full of life, you are full of the light, you are full of the glory, you are full of the presence. There is no radiance without him. So, but if you've made him the center of your life, you really show forth a spiritual radiance that we are talking about. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us a voice note. WhatsApp 082657-2729. Let's hear what you're saying. And of course, let me bring this to you also, Sipo. In Acts chapter 6, verse 15, and all who sat in the council looking steadfastly at him saw his face as the face of an angel. When people look at us, they should see the brightness of Christ, and they should see transformed lives, and they should see also his light even in our faces. Sipo.
Definitely, they should, Mfundisi. Remember, we are reflecting Christ in everything that we are. In our speech, in our walk, even the way in men in which we interact with people. So when they look at Stephen Mfundisi, he reflected the one whom he served. And if ubuka indaba ka Moses ekhuphukela entabeni, the Bible, he stayed with God so a couple of days there. When people ehlela phakathi phansi kube entabeni, ehlela lapha phansi obabuka, the Bible, they were not able even to see and look at him because there was a Shekinah and a glory and a beauty of God in him, I mean, in his life and in his face. So ngiyakhombisa ukuthi le nkazimulo lomfundisi bayigcina kuphela ngokubonakala nje entabeni, but nasebusweni bethu we should reflect it when people they look at us in the physical form. These corners mabathi umuntu ngendlela iyo uyambona lo muntu nenkazimulo noma singafaka isuti efanayo nabantu abangakhola, but uma seyifaka umntana kaNkulunkulu, there must be that glory, that Shekinah ereflectayo ukuthi this is a child of God because uNkulunkulu uyasemboza ngayo. And that favor, Mfundisi, glory, is we're reflecting, we're radiating the light of Christ to people. And ogunye Mfundisi, you know, chilling, I'll go kanye sina, kuti, even the man, Mfundisi, esenza ngayo. When Peter was denying Jesus, abantu bathi, ay man, no kuluma kwakhe, kuyasho ukuthi lo muntu ube noJesu. When they heard indlela akhuluma ngayo, that was radiant to the people. No, sibajwayele abantu abakhuluma, but this one ngiyakhombisa ukuthi ube noJesu. So even our speeches should reflect ukuthi sinenkazimulo kaNkulunkulu. This glory, it must be seen in our walk, in our speech, even nasebusweni bethu, naseyintweni esizimbathayo. When Paul eshumayela amandla kaNkulunkulu embathe ingubo, that was a Shekinah of glory kaNkulunkulu. Ibonakala ukuthi it radiate amandla kaNkulunkulu phakathi kwabantu ukuthi uma ethatha isaduku alibeka phezu kwabagulayo. It was not Paul owayenza lokho, but God radiating himself through Paul so that people they might glorify God in everything that he was doing engumphostoli kaNkulunkulu.
Absolutely, absolutely. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. And of course, before I go to Mfundisi Motha, I will also thank you, Gail Shelley Israel. Thank you so much for the WhatsApp there. It says, Shalom Pastor Ray and Radio Pulpit listeners. Radiating Christ, according to John 8:12, Jesus spoke to the people. He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of light. Should say light of life. No? He says, it is to spread the fragrance of Jesus Christ. Yes, yes, yes. We have to resemble the light of Jesus. When people see us, that is Gail Shelley Israel there. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good and gracing you so much in a mighty way. Mam Maureen Pakula.
Greetings to you, Brother Ray. I greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
here is the word that I will bring. The word of God is found in the book of Acts chapter 17. I'll start to read from verse 22. Paul stood up in front of the city council and said, I see that in every way you Athenians are very religious. For as I walked through your city and looked at the place where you worship, I found an altar on which is written to an unknown God, that which you worship. Then even though you do not know it, is what I know proclaimed to you. Verse 24, God who made the world and everything in it is Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temple made by human hands. You know, God does not live in a temple. Emasinagogweni. God lives in us as we have received Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. God dwells in us. That is why we are being prompted by the Holy Spirit. Verse 25:18. Nor does he need anything that we can supply by working for him, since it is he himself who gives life and breath and everything else to everyone. You know, God is the one who supplies us. Whenever we need anything, it is him who reveals himself to us. So he supplies us with everything. He has breathed life unto us. Verse 26, from one human being, he created all races on earth and made them live through the whole earth. He himself fixed beforehand the exact times and the limit of the places where they would live. He did this so that they would look for him and perhaps find him as they felt about for him. Yet God is actually not far from any one of us. As someone has said, in him we live and move and exist. It is as some of your poets have said, we too are his children. Since we are God's children, we should not suppose that his nature is anything like an image of gold or silver or stone shaped by human art and skill. People make things with their own hands. They idolize people. So our God, in verse 9, it is since we are God's children, we should not suppose that his nature is anything like an image of gold or silver or stone shaped by human art and skill. You know, people out there, they make shape of something and sidakhonza everyone, they idolize them. So uNkulunkulu akakufuni lokho ukuthi si idolize. uNkulunkulu uyathanda ukuthi ngempela ngasonke isikhathi we should acknowledge that he is God. You know, verse 24 years isho ukuthi God who made the world and everything in it is Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temple made by human hands. Nor does he need anything that we can supply by working for him, since it is himself who gives life and breath and everything else to everyone. Yabona ma umasimthemba uNkulunkulu, he revealed himself to us. That is why ngithi thina, we lack nothing. The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit that prompts us. We are siphanezwi lokuthi silethe to build the nation of God, to build the people of God. You know, I can hear people a pulpit bakhuluma izinto eziphambane nezwi likaNkulunkulu. So I don't dispute that. I will forever bring the word of God. Here is the word of God that I have brought. Acts chapter 17. I have started to read from 22 and then ended up in 29. Thank you very much. Here is the way that I have brought. We live for him. It is him who supply us. It is him who supply us. Thank you very much. Good evening.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate, Mama. Blessings to you.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Pastor Mota, let me bring this to you. I'm looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 18. But we all, with unveiled face, behold as in a mirror the glory of the Elohim, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Elohim. It is the Spirit of the Father who continuously transforms us to beam the light that is Christ, for Christ to shine in us. And we must allow that. It is not our churches, but it is the Holy Spirit. What say you there?
Fundis, thank you very much. That is very true. And we can, and the Spirit of God is able to transform us. And as we continue to hold on to the Word of God, which is the mirror where we look at ourselves, ukuthi ngabe sisahamba ngendlela eyiyo. That is why Paul says, ukuthi nikelani umzimba yenu ibe umhlatshelo efaneleyo. Because the Holy Spirit, when we do that, when we surrender, we surrender unto Him.
No, don't worry. Qhubeka, Baba. Qhubeka.
Formed us through the Spirit.
Yes.
And we cannot be able to do that on our own. But when we allow the Spirit of God to transform us, to direct us, and we should do that in each and every day. And in so doing, when we allow Him, therefore, kubalula that we are representing Christ Himself. And Christ is seen, is seen in us. Because Mfundisi, kubalulekile ukuthi we need to understand ukuthi impilo nje ukuphila kukodwa.
Yes, sir. Usungilahlekele Motha. Eish, yeah. No, Mfundisi Motha ungilahlekele ke laphayana. We will get hold of him. We will get hold of him. And of course, I trust the Father is doing you good. And is gracing you with favor in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. That's 0826572729. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. 0826572729. Let's hear from you. Otherwise, you can also send us a voice note on the WhatsApp. Or give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. All right. I was able to get Mfundisi Motha. Ukhathile lapha kancane Mfundisi Motha. Qhubeka ba.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi. I was saying that the life itself comes from Christ. Hence, the book of Psalms, chapter 36, verse 9, it says, "For with you is the fountain of life.
Yes.
In your light, we will see light." In other words, ukuphila nje kukodwa, the spiritual life, we could only get it from him. He is the life. He is the source of life. So therefore, ngaphandle kwakhe asinako ukuphila. People are more concerned about health. That's why you'll find people by exercise, benza zonke lezi zinto, baba ne right diet. Yes, you may have a good health, but if you have not life, to Christ, I am the life.
Yeah.
And the resurrection. So in other words, tina kufanele ukuthi silethe ukuphila kubantu okungukrestu. We need to bring that life to the people, because it's very sad for somebody ofayo ebe a healthy but engenako ukuphila, because ukuphila kunaphakade kukrestu himself. So it is important, Mfundisi, ukuthi in everything that we do, ngokukhuluma singabulala abantu, because uChrist ubethe ukukhuluma ubeletha ukuphila kubantu. So therefore, as we are the children of the light, then in our speak, in our action, in whatsoever that we do, we should bring life unto the people, which is Christ himself, because he is the source of life, he is the giver of life.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can also drop us a voice note. Let's hear what you say on this matter. We are touching base on this. The issue today is radiating Christ.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Fundiswamina.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke beRedo Pulpit umsakade wethu indzaba lethu thokotisako. Manje ke pastor iyevakala indzaba. La incwadi le uyifundzile leyani ithi kukhanya kwenu makukhansela abantu bonke.
Yeah.
Omunye ubaba kade hamba bomnyameni athanda ukuhamba bomnyameni hamba ngekalishi. Ikalishi le dosa ngamahashi leya. Ayowela umjanje ole isporo. Kodwa ke ngisho wafika laphayana ubaba washayiswa laphayana wabe sewundlula emhlabeni ubaba. Ngakusasa umahluleli wakaSportnet noma umahluleli wakamjanje wafuna ukwazi wathi Tom ushayiswe kanjani lo muntu obungalethanga ilayithe nami. UTom wathi inkosi yenkantoro mina ilayithe bengililayithile. Waconda ke umahluleli ukuthi na la malayithi mhlawumbe ilayithe kaTom belingakhanyi kungako umuntu oyangena engozini. Manje sinawo umalayithi wethu mfundisi lawa angakhanyi mfundisi. Emalayithi lawa wethu mfundisi sithithi kodwa thina yakhanya kodwa sisuka sihambe bomnyameni mfundisi ngenxa yesizathu lesithito mfundisi. Manje ke uJesu umabona uNathaniel echamuka laphaya wathi yilwe mziraeli wantiyiso lo nanga umiziraeli wecini lokungekho nkohliso kuye. Thina bantu mfundisi sibanako lokukhanya kodwa sibe nenkohliso mfundisi. Thina bantu mfundisi noma singabo bishopo abo bishopo babe nayo inkohliso mfundisi phakathi amalethi wabangakhanya ngoba uJesu wayibona kuNathaniel akabona ubuhle ubona ukukhanya.
Kani mambo mfundisi sami nana kensa. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. We are touching base on this, the very issue today. It is the issue of radiating Christ. What does it mean? What should it mean? And much of the times, what it doesn't mean. Yeah? What it doesn't mean. Much of the time. And of course, much of the times we are those kinds of people who basically, go on to actually find ourselves. And we need to shine. We need to shine, and people need to see the light that is in us. They need to see the light that is in us. And people must see ukuthi uNkulunkulu mkhulu kithina. Now, here's a song I haven't played in many months. I think it's because somehow I miss Umel. We can basically remember that we used to play this song with Mel. It used to be a good song in those times. Just before we close, I think we should play this song. I'm Nandinje. Nabafowethu ke sikhumbule uMel, you know. Mhlawumbe uzabuya one day. Who knows? I don't think so. But I mhlawumbe. You know, but there was a time when we would play this song, and there were times when things were really, really tough, and we would play this song, and it would soothe so much. It would soothe so much. This song, because we would be thankful for the Father in every circumstance and way. We would be thankful. Remember this song. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729 about this. And let me read just before we play this song. This is from Auntie Tints. Aditins says, if Christ is the word, and the word which is the light that darkness cannot withstand, and he being in us, we do according to Joshua 1 verses 8 to make sure that we think on his word, Christ, to speak his word, this word Christ, to do according to what the word Christ says,
How then will this light, Christ, not shine through us? Mm. That's a very beautiful statement, of course. Just a bit of this as we close. Remember Mel? I know she's listening. Byron Cage, thankful. Thank you for the light in all circumstances.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Nah, man, I'll play it next week. Come on. Let us wrap it up. Let me start with you. Chabu, finally, let me give you a minute. What do you say?
Thank you very much, my friend. A great topic indeed, spiritual radiance. Let us shine the light of the Father. According to Titus 2, from verse 11 to 13, but I'll just read verse 13. It says, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is how we remain radiating for the Father. If you check from verse 11, it says, for the grace of the of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age. So that's how to radiate the light. It's to renounce all these works of the flesh or of darkness, so that we can be able now to be the true, actually, hosting or maybe the true custodians of the glory of the Father in the presence of the Father. And His light will continually shine within us, and people will see Him and will be drawn to Him. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And then, Fundis Mota, take your minute, sir.
Fundis, thank you so much. I want just to say we are called, Fundis, to reflect the glory of God and to radiate His love, His light to the world. So let us always remember that in whatsoever that we do, let us go out and shine as a light in the world and radiating ithemba, sibuyisa ithemba, silethe uthando ngokuthanda abantu bakaNkulunkulu. And the sibe nalo mqondo usho njalo uPaul uthi, let this mind which was in Christ also be in you. So asivumele ukuthi umqondo kaChrist ubonakale kithi, so that we can be able to radiate His life and silethe loko kukhanya ezweni. Ngiyabonga mfundisi wami.
Thank you so much. Sipho, your final words, just a minute, less than that.
Let us not quench the Spirit of God that will always lead and guide us, that we should always be connected to Christ being our source and reflect Him always. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Next week we are talking about repentance, what it means. That is happening next week. It's happening next week. And of course, thank you so much to Mfundisi Mota. We appreciate. Blessings to you, sir.
Blessings to you too, my brother. Na kumfundisi Sipho na mfundisi Jabulani kanye nabalalela makhaya. Tuda.
And of course, also, thank you so much, Jabulani Dominic, my brother, my friend.
Thanks very much, my friend. Indeed, we give Yahuwah Elohim the glory for teaching us. May He bless you. And also looking forward to this weekend. A great one is going to be indeed.
Oh, yes.
Glory to the Father.
Yes.
And also to Mfethu Sipho, abalalele bonke nomfethu Mfundisi Mota, engathi uNkulunkulu angasibusisa sonke. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And of course, Sipho Paulos, hey, insizwa yakithi. Ha. Siyabonga.
Ngiyabonga Mfundisi. Mfoka Popo Zani signing out. Siyabonga Mfundisi uMota indoda ikhibikithi. Fake simhlophe skin. Chabla Dominic. Amen. Love you,
guys. We love you, man. 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 We love you, man.
Ngiyajabula ukubabona bekhula. Ngijabule kakhulu ukubabona bekhula. Ha!
Bayakhula.
Bahle.
Hey, bafuza ubaba.
Bafuza umama abo. No baba abo, umama abo no baba bahle. Eish, yeah. Siyabonga inkosini Busise. Thank you so much. And to the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. His name is Yahweh Elohim. We thank him, our Father, and the Father of our Savior, Christ, the one who, by his blood, we are redeemed. Thank you also for his Holy Spirit and guiding us into all truth. It's been great. It's been wonderful. From me, Ray, Tuda, Rabah.
You're at 657 a.m. Radio carrying 24 hours a day.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.